You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Kevin Cummings, president and CEO of Investors Bank, who has successfully guided the company through the transformation from a small suburban savings bank to a growing full-service regional bank. Today, Mr. Cummings will tell us how to keep your entrepreneurial spirit alive even as your business grows in size, and how to successfully nurture the entrepreneurial capabilities of your employees. Mr. Cummings, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here. I hope things are well with you.
Yeah, good to have you. Nice to catch up with you for a moment. So first of all, for starters, tell us about Investors Bank's growth in recent years and your role in making it happen.
Sure. We're a real transformation story. The new management team joined the bank in 2003. Our COO, Dominic Kammer, joined in April of that year. I joined in July. And basically, our job was to not only change the business plan, because the bank was a traditional thrift. 80% of its assets were invested in securities, was approximately 42 branches, and approximately $5.2 billion in size. And we wanted to change the business plan, but more importantly, we wanted to change the culture of the organization. And that transformation was far more important than actually the strategy of just changing the main business products. In 2005, we went public and raised $500 million, and that gave us the capital to grow. And in 2006, we started our commercial real estate business, and that gave us the diversity of earnings. So basically, we took the cash flows and from the securities portfolio, moved it into residential loans, and then finally commercial loans. Since 2008, when I became the CEO, we've grown from $5.8 billion in size to over $20 billion. And our commercial loans have grown from $400 million that today now exceed $10 billion. So it's been a transformation. It's been a lot of fun during that period of time. We did 8 acquisitions. We've gone from 400 employees to over 1,800 today.
That is absolutely an incredible report. Now, as you know, banking is an incredibly competitive business, especially in the greater New York City market. How do you think, or why do you think, consumers and businesses choose to bank at Investors?
Well, it all gets down to service and relationship. And, you know, in today's market, banking, you know, your normal deposit and loan products sometimes become a commodity based on pricing. We want to take it a step further and create relationships in the marketplace. What you've seen in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area is a large amount of consolidation over the last 10 years. It has slowed down as a result of the recession in 2010, 11, and 12. But prior to that, prior to the Great Recession in 2008, you know, we've gone from 16,000 banks locally across the country to under 8,000 from the early 90s, late 80s. So when you look at the opportunities in the marketplace here in New Jersey and New York, there aren't many banks that want to service the middle market customer. It's really dominated by the larger national banks, and their interests, because of their size, are quite different than a super regional community bank that Investors is. And that's where Investors, with its flat management structure, getting to a decision maker very quickly, and its entrepreneurial and community spirit, is really our differentiator. When I look at what we've done in the marketplace through our foundation that we created and when we went public in 2005, today we have a $70 million endowment that is used as a charitable vehicle to make a difference, first and foremost, with our employees, our customers, and the communities that we serve. And we firmly believe if we take care of our employees, have them feel empowered and excited about coming to work every day, that they have a purpose and a reason to come to work every day because we support them with charitable, with financial contributions in the community, that they have a bounce in their step and they understand that Investors is a fun place to work at and that they're most importantly, whether it's a millennial or a baby boomer, they feel empowered because they're making a difference in the communities that they serve.
If you would, describe your company's culture, especially the focus on nurturing your employees' entrepreneurial efforts.
Well, I think it's company-wide. It's a push-down approach. We want to empower the retail branch manager, the market person in the particular markets, to be leaders in their community, to be leaders that serve and not self-serving leaders. And I think the community bank, it resonates because just look at the bad press the national banks have gotten. Just try to accumulate the amount of fines that have been levied, whether it's the LIBOR fixing, you know, that impacted some of the banks in the national banks, or whether it's the fines paid for the subprime crisis, you know, or the mortgage-backed securities crisis in the 2009-2010 era. Our bank, you know, is out there, is a different bank that wants to make a difference. And in that respect, it resonates with the communities that we serve. And more importantly, with our employees and our customers. Because we believe if we take care of our employees, first and foremost, our customers and our communities, our shareholders will be rewarded. And they have been rewarded because our stock is one of the best performing financial stocks over the last 10 years. Matter of fact, this past week on Columbus Day was the 10th anniversary of us going public. We went public on October 12, 2005.
I'm sure that was a great celebration as well. How do you and the staff at Investors focus on entrepreneurialism?
Well, you know, the small business and the middle market is really the engine of the New Jersey, the New York region, but more importantly, the national economy. What made this country great was the entrepreneurial spirit that really is part of our core culture of this great country. And I think, you know, we're in the community, we're working with it, we've created a small business middle market lending group. We started with five people in 2009, and that group now, addressing the business lending area, is over 90 people in our bank today. We have, we've grown from 800 million back in the beginning of 2014 to almost $2 billion in loans on the business side, you know, as far as creating a business environment. Again, we moved from a residential bank to a commercial real estate, multifamily lender, and now we're a full-service bank that can make the small loan, you know, for $500,000, $50,000, but also make the larger loan to a business for $20 million.
Today we're joined by Mr. Kevin Cummings, President and CEO of Investors Bank, headquartered in Short Hills, New Jersey, a full-service community bank that has been serving customers since 1926 here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us, what is your vision and mission at Investors?
You know, our mission is to be the community bank that serves its customers, that serves its employees, and that makes a difference. We want to be the bank that puts community back into banking. Our vision almost is to be, I joke with our staff from time to time, we want to be a Harvard case study because our goal is to do good and do well. And I think as we, you know, grow, you know, we have the, due to our capital raise last year where we raised $2.2 billion, we have the capital to double in size over the next 5 to 7 years. And our challenge is to make sure we maintain our soul and our core vision and our core mission, and that is serving others and making our communities better.
And speaking of the community, what does the community mean to you?
Well, the community is the neighborhoods, be that neighborhood banker. You know, I always joke, you know, around Christmas time, we see this, the It's a Wonderful Life, you know, Jimmy Stewart. But that type of feel of a corporation that takes its corporate responsibility seriously, that type of engine that we can be in the community, someone that can be relied on in good times and bad, to be a good supporter of our customers and the communities that we serve. You know, a lot of the banks, the reason we were so successful in expanding our commercial real estate, a lot of banks shut down their lending in 2009 and 2010 because of their overexposure to commercial real estate. And that allowed us to really make some significant headway in the commercial real estate place when people were pulling back. And the reason we were able to do that is we had excess capital, and we wanted to grow through that market. So a lot of times, you know, when bankers, bankers will lend you all the money you need when you don't need it, right? They'll give you any kind of loan when you don't need it. It's the bank that steps up and is supportive of a customer during the hard times. And I can give you a good story. In 2007, there was the Paper Mill Playhouse, which is a regional playhouse. I don't know if you ever saw the play on Broadway, Newsies. Well, that was produced and created for Broadway at the Paper Mill Playhouse, and it was a Tony Award-winning play. Well, that's the caliber of plays that this regional theater put on. Well, they ran into financial hardships in 2007, and two national banks were ready to put them into bankruptcy. And they came into us. They're a neighbor of ours. They're headquartered here in Millburn, New Jersey. And one of their directors sat on our charitable foundation board. And the chairman came in and asked, would you be willing to support a loan to help us get through this difficult time? And I said, you know, I would, but I have to talk to the city. And I have to talk to maybe your directors because we would probably need someone to co-sign on the loan. Well, in a matter of weeks, maybe 2 weeks, we were able to put together a bridge financing package where the city came in on a handshake and said they would buy the real estate and lease it back to them for a dollar, and then a wealthy citizen in town would co-sign on the loan. And we were able to put that package together and give them a $3 million, and today, 8 years later, that theater is thriving. In fact, this winter, Robert De Niro is going to direct a play there, The Bronx Tale, and we're very anxious to see that. It's one of, it's a very good, story of life in New York City.
Mr. Cummings, it certainly has been a delight to have had you to hear about Investors Bank and its incredible growth and success. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I'd like to encourage all, your listeners that are hopefully entrepreneurs, that are making a difference, that have the energy and the passion, to go out and chase their dreams. And if you're looking for a good bank to partner with, we would gladly be happy to work with you. It's an exciting time in our environment. There's so many different industries and opportunities in the technology advertising world. It's just good luck out there, and look forward to hearing from you again. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. And how can folks be in touch? Where's the best place online to do that?
Well, it's myinvestorsbank.com. That's our website. We have all checking, loan, deposit products, and it's state of the art. We just completed a technology upgrade. We have mobile banking and all the bells and whistles, internet, cash management products. It's a pretty exciting time as investors as we continue to grow in our journey to being the best bank in the country.
You're certainly well on your way. Mr. Cummings, certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you with us today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Okay, thanks for your time today, and have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin Cummings, President and CEO of Investors Bank, headquartered in Short Hills, New Jersey, a full-service community bank. And once again, the website of reference, and for more information, it's myinvestorsbank.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.